Dean, was there some uncertainty coming off the break about not knowing how your team responds after that kind of layoff? And if there was that a pleasant surprise for you tonight to see your team play as well as it did?
Well, uncertainty, maybe because we haven't been in this position yet, yeah. This team. But, we fully expect us to compete. We did. Did a lot of really good things in this hockey game. Forget about the score. We did a lot of things managing the game, but game's over. We've got to do it again tomorrow.
Power play has struggled as of late, but how refreshing was it to see them do so well tonight?
Yeah, I think our PP has been pretty good as of late. And even if it doesn't score, it needs to gain momentum for us to move forward. And, you know, the bench feels when we're getting chances or we're entering or keeping pucks in that we're doing the right things, and it can keep a flow of a game going. So even though, you know, there's some spots or games or whatever that it hasn't scored, it has continued to help us build momentum. Obviously, it's nice that it did score tonight. It helped us in the win.
Dmitry Voronkovskiy, just everything that he's able to do, the way he scored the goal, the way that he can pass the puck, how much has he just changed the dynamic, especially in your power play?
Yeah, big body, right? Big, strong body that can win puck battles. And that's what, when you're around the front of the net, sure, you want to screen the goaltender, screen the pass, which he does with his body, his willingness to get to the net. But to have the hands to collect some pucks, get it into some areas. A bunch of times tonight he just chipped it by people, kept it alive. So he's doing a lot of, and not only on the PP, he's doing a lot of things 5-on-5 that's helping his team win.
Four assists for Voronsky tonight, almost a quiet night for him. Just how big of a role is he on that power play? I mean, not a quiet night, but it seems like it gets lost a little bit. What's making that unit work when it works well?
Well, how big is he every night, right? I mean, you guys watch him. We watch him. He's a consummate pro. He goes about his business. I didn't know he had four assists. He probably doesn't either, right? All he cares about is 2 points.
I guess along those lines with Monahan, we've talked a lot about him and just how many things he has done for your team this year. Specifically on the power play in that bumper role, it's not easy to find those kind of guys in this league, as we found here when you run that 1-3-1. How important has he been just to the cohesiveness of that the power play?
It's an absolutely fantastic question, because I've been on so many teams, coached or played, and guys are like, I'm not good at playing a bumper. Like, why would I play in a bumper? Right? It's not the scoring position. It's not not once has he ever said, can I play on the flank? Can I, he doesn't care, right? And he's just phenomenal because he's committed to it. And he doesn't care what the team asks him to play in the bumper. So he plays in the bumper. And he's does it to the best of his ability to help his team win. And so, yeah, it's leadership, right? You put some guys there and they actually come to us and go, I can't play in the bumper. Well, then you're not going to play on the PP, right? If you say that. So it's a great question. That person on a power play, a bumper, whatever got labeled that, keeps pucks alive, just as we talked about with Ronnie, keeping pucks alive down low in his hands. That guy supports everybody on the ice. He's rotating and getting involved and second on the puck so that he can spit it out. And, he has the ability, obviously, to score in that position too. So, he's committed to it, and it's a good position for him.
Well, you referenced it earlier, but tomorrow night's game, how big of a challenge is that? Have you already addressed responding to that with the team?
Yep, we did. Went in and said, it's great. It's a good win. Need to do it again, right? We've challenged the group to be better on the road. We have to be better on the road if we're going to get to where we want to go. We have to start establishing ourselves as a road team that plays the same way. So this game tonight has to roll into tomorrow night, 100%.
A little bit lost, but second night of Matejchuk, that sequence he had when he made the hit and then had the pass and then drove the net, how much of an opportunity is he earning? Is he going to be here for a bit now?
I'll earn another one tomorrow night. And yes.
Hey, guys.
Thank you.
We'll be back here Monday, 10:30 practice. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.